Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. And welcome back to the FNET Top Level Monday Motivational Conference Call. Woohoo! We are back, we're back, we're back. And thanks for jumping on with us around 10:30 this morning. And before I say anything else, it's time for my little song. Get up! Everybody, get up! Get up! Everybody, get up! Of course, Charles is over there laughing at me. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Ooh. Now, last week we did the call in the evening, so I did the good evening song. It just doesn't feel the same. Good morning, guys. And I am so glad to be back with you. I know I'm a little draggy. I've been traveling, as many of you know. But we've got to honor our commitment to you guys to do our top level call. Restoration, uncommon favor, and double and triple blessings. We keep speaking that out because 2014 is not over yet. And we believe that by the end of 2014, that everything we've lost over the last 10 years will be recovered. Lost years, lost money, lost relationships, lost ideas, lost time. It's going to be restored. It's going to be restored back to us suddenly. Because I believe God is a God of suddenlies. And so that stuff that we've lost, that we want recovered, because, you know, let me preface that, because some things that the enemy stole, we don't want back, right? But those things that he stole that we really want back, it's going to be recovered by the end of this year. So everybody touch your phone. We're going to say this simple sentence. Touch your phone real quick and speak this out with me. Everything that we have lost in the last 10 years will be restored by the end of 2014. That's it. Say that simple sentence. Everything that we have lost over the last 10 years will be restored by the end of 2014. Do you believe it? If you believe it and you spoke that out, I believe the atmosphere is shifting as we speak. And so it is spoken. It is so. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, FNET. And on behalf of my amazing husband, Charles, and myself, we just want to thank you one more time for being on this call with us. We never, ever take it for granted. We know you guys have a million things to do, and I know we changed the time of our call this morning, but you still are on this call. You're getting your daily, or I should say weekly, dose of motivation from the FNET crew, and we just appreciate you for being on this call with us. And two words describe the last 11 days of my life. Y'all know I try to do a quick weekend recap. And I'm telling you, two words to describe my last 11 days are moving and shaking. That's it, moving and shaking. I have been on the road, as many of you know, for the last 11 days. I went to New Jersey, then New York, then Chicago, then Cincinnati. And now I'm finally back home. I didn't even take a break. I just went from plane to plane to plane. And I'm finally back. And I'm just so pleased to be back actually in my own house and in my own bed. Hotels are fun, but after a while you get tired of all that running around. So I've been doing some training. I've been to a couple of conferences. And I will be updating my elite member group on some of the things that I've learned. Soon, so I'll be reaching out to them shortly to give them a full recap of everything that's happening and moving and shaking in my life. But I'm so pleased that he is back with me one more time. He is truly the wind beneath my wings, and I'm so honored that he has taken the time to jump on this call with me. He wasn't able to come on the call last week, even though I think I was in Chicago when I did the call last week. and he couldn't jump on. But today, my sweetie pie, my sweetie patiti, is on the call with me. None other than my amazing husband.
Uh-huh. Charles Brown, Vice President, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EPNET. And once again, we want to welcome everyone to the call this morning. Got started about a half hour late, but we are on and moving. And it is still a beautiful Monday, even though the clouds are out, the rain is falling. God is truly purifying the earth, and he's doing it in a wet way and a cold way. But you know what? We are grateful. We are grateful just getting started with the week and helping everybody else get jump started as we move forward. So, yes, I am back. I am back with everybody. My wife is back with me. It was a very long 11 days. We love going out and grinding, doing the business and everything like that. But for those of you who are entrepreneurs or even if you're professionals, and sometimes that business takes you away from your significant other for quite some time. That phrase, absence makes the heart grow fonder, it really does. It really, really, really does. And I'm going to say something about that a little later in the call also. But we want to get started in the right way on the call this Monday morning. And, of course, those of you who have been on the call with us before, you know exactly what the right way is. In any EPNET event or experience or on the call, when we start in the beginning, we have to start the right way. And that right way is with a word of prayer. And that's something we've been consistent with for actually for years now. And I just want to make sure that not only do we start off in the right way, but we start off in the way that most of us started out our businesses. If you can remember back when you started your business and you're trying to plant the seed, you're trying to get this thing off the ground and constantly in prayer, God bless my business, God do this for my business, do that for my business. And once we started rolling and moving forward and doing the great things, the money is coming in, the business is growing, we cannot forget where we started. So that's one of the main reasons why we do what we do. So those of you that are on the call, make sure you bow with us. If you're driving right now, definitely keep your eyes open. Pray with us in spirit. Make sure you look alert while you're on your job and praying with us. If you just happen to be at work today, while we go before the throne. Father in heaven, we just come to you right now giving you thanks. We just thank you for this beautiful day that you have made, another day that we have never seen. We just thank you for the many blessings. We thank you for traveling mercies. We thank you for safety. We thank you for everyone that's on the call today, asking that you bless them, bless their families, bless their businesses, everything they put their hands to that lines up with your word. Father, we just ask that it multiply, multiply, and multiply again, that every cup just runs over, that not only will the blessings overtake those that receive them, but anybody connected to them will also receive those same blessings and abundance. We just thank you for divine protection, divine connections, and the hearts and the hands that come together and help one another. Once again, all of these things we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And, of course, we do have, in Teresa's travels, I think she's met a few new people. Of course, we have some new people on the call this morning. And a lot of times when we have new people at different events, or different experiences, or even on the call, the question comes up, exactly who is EPNET, and what do we do?
Who is EPNET? I had to explain that to a couple of people in Cincinnati, because I did a workshop, and they said, who is EPNET, and what do y'all do? It was funny, because I said, oh, Lord, we say this every week. But EPNET is a business-building organization, and we specialize in bringing businesses together by building relationships. And I stress that in my networking class with those folks in Cincinnati. You've got to build relationships with people. And we help entrepreneurs and professionals build these relationships by hosting networking experiences, workshops, seminars, retreats. And, of course, at the end of every year, we have our amazing, our awesome, our phenomenal EPNET Legacy Awards Ball. And this is where we honor 12 to 14 entrepreneurs who are leaving a living legacy. And this is our ninth year of hosting these EPNET experiences. And we sincerely hope if you have not joined us at one, that you come on over and come on by soon so you can grow your business and your bottom line with us.
Yes, exactly. As Teresa mentioned earlier, we do these calls because that question comes up a lot too. Why do you do the calls? And we do these calls to uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs, because oftentimes many of us who work for ourselves, whether we're full-time entrepreneurs or you operate kind of like I do. I'm an entrepreneur. I work my business, yet at the same time, still work full-time. And a lot of times there's that feeling that there are not enough hours in the day. It's like 24 hours is just not enough. Can we get an extra two? Can we get another three or five? You know, 24 hours is just not enough. And sometimes there are those peaks and valleys at the same time, those times where things are going great in our business, and then there's those times where we have those valleys, and it feels like, you know what, I'm out here by myself, I'm doing this alone. So we also do these calls to motivate and allow you to know you're not here on your own. You have people in your corner who pray for you, who try to help lift you up and just encourage you to continue moving on and not give up with your vision. Because if you started your business, most of the time you didn't just say, you know what, I think I want to start a business today. Most of the time there was an actual vision, and you wrote that thing down on paper, and you ran with it, and you're running with that vision, and here come the stumbling blocks. So you don't have to worry about those stumbling blocks. We can help each other get past those things and make sure that everybody's business is successful.
Well, you know, over the years, you know, Charles and I have met a lot of amazing people that have just been rolling with us over the years, and you know, folks like Kalima Matthews and Emmy Vickers and Maynard Manzano. I mean, just so many awesome folks. I could sit here and rattle off people's names all day long. Melanie Inspires, Rosetta Thompson. I mean, just folks that are moving and shaking in their businesses, and we are just so honored that they chose our networking group to stay connected to, and they're still rolling with us, and we appreciate them, and so many others that I can't name. There's so many folks that have been through the FNET organization for all of our different events and different experiences that we have. So if you have not come over and connected with us at one of our FNET experiences, make sure that you do that. Come on through and meet some of these awesome folks that I just named, and some folks that I can't name because there's so many, but make sure you come on over and grow your business and your bottom line, because that's what you do when you come to an FNET experience. You're building relationships with phenomenal people that are going to help you go to your next level. Amen?
That's what we do. And the people that we're connected to do the same thing. So, yes, come on over. We'd love to see your face in the place.
All right. Well, you know, me and Charles, we sounded a little draggy this morning. So I think it's time for us to get on through and do our FNET affirmation. You ready to do it?
I was about to say, it's about that time.
Let me see who's on the call. I don't get a chance to really go back and forth between the screens, so I was in Facebook. So let me go on over to the call list and see who's on the call. Oh, there's my girl.
Uh-oh.
Emmy Vickers is on the call.
I'm
going to piss y'all folks out. I don't even know if they're on the call. Emmy Vickers is on the call.
Emmy's on the call.
Good to see you on the call, Lady Emmy. I hope you are recovering well. Lady Emmy Vickers has been a little under the weather, guys, so make sure that you keep her uplifted in prayer. Emmy, we know God is going to heal, deliver, and set free, so you are healed in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let me see who else is on the call. Zavara Fitch is on. Sister Zavara, I love her. Sister Zavara is always on the call. She is always motivating us, and we appreciate her so much. Good to see you on the call. Everybody, wherever you are, get ready to stand it on up. We're going to stand up and speak out our FNET affirmation into the atmosphere, because this is who we are. Let me see who else is on the call. Oh, I just shouted her out. Lady Kalima Matthews is on the call.
Lady Kalima.
See, I be shouting folks out just out on. I be just thinking people on the top of my head. And it's always good when I shout them out that they're on the call and they heard me. Yay! Lady Kalima. Kalima's been rolling with the FNET organization for many years.
Mm-hmm.
We're so, so honored that she is with us. Also, Kalima's one of our elite members, as well as Emmy Vickers. She is one of our elite members as well. so we're so glad to see our so many of our elite members on the call. Let's see who else is on there. Caritha Crawford!
Sister Caritha.
And Caritha Crawford is going to be one of our special guests very soon, I believe next week.
Uh-oh.
So we're so glad to see Lady Caritha on the call. She's another one of our elite members. Okay, guys, stand it on up. We got to speak this affirmation into the atmosphere. Oop, I see my girl Victoria Cooper just jumped on the call.
Cooper.
Lady Victoria, we're going to see you soon, sweetie. Charles and I will be in your neck of the woods in January. I will be inboxing you with information about that. Lady Victoria Cooper is all the way in Orlando, Florida, and she's always so supportive, and we appreciate her. So we're going to see her soon, coming up in January. All right, guys, I'm not going to shout everybody out. I see there's a lot of folks on the call. Some folks, I don't know your number. I can't shout you out, but I appreciate all of you being on the call this morning. So many folks, I appreciate you guys jumping on with us, even though we had to move the time. So this is always such a joy to see folks jumping on, even when we can't do it right at 10 o'clock. Charles and I were just dragging this morning. It's really, really difficult because I've been on so much travel. My body is just like, what's going on? So I'm glad to just be able to sit still for a couple of days. I might even have to go on a little bit more travel later this week, so we'll see what happens with that. But for right now, I'm home, and I'm so glad to be back. So we're going to go ahead and start our affirmation. Are you ready, my love?
I am ready, and we are about to say this thing, and we want everybody to say it with us like you just know your business is about to blow up this week, because you know what? It is.
All right.
Here come the blessings. Here come the blessings. Here they come. And to bring them in, we're going to get started.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. I got a little frog in my voice. So if y'all hear me, sound of my voice is cracking a little bit. I'm not sure what's going on because I wasn't talking that much this week. Well, I guess I was. So I guess my voice is a little out, but I'm going to say this affirmation out with you guys. So let's get started.
It's called Pressing Your Way. I am.
I am an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am.
I am dynamic.
Dynamic. I am.
I am courageous.
Courageous. I am.
I am outstanding.
Outstanding. I am.
I am amazing.
Amazing.
All right. Now, y'all know y'all didn't say amazing the right way. Emmy Vickers, I know that you said amazing the right way. Did you say it the right way, sweetie? Zafara, did you say amazing from the pit of your stomach? I don't know if y'all said it like that. Kalima, did you stand up and say amazing and put your hand movements in it? I'm not sure if they did it. So we're going to say that one more again. And I want you to say it like you really mean it. Charles, now, wait a minute. Before we start that, before we say it, Charles, now say amazing the way I say it, okay?
I'm going to say it the way you said it the first time. I am.
I am amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, you can't beat that.
Woohoo! Let's give it up for Charles, y'all. Come on, clap it up, clap it up. I am so proud of him. He said amazing the right way. I hope all of you guys said it from the depths of your soul that you are amazing, because you know what? You are. Love it, love it, love it. Good job, babe.
Uh-huh. The men on the phone, you already know. Uh-huh. The things we do for our wives.
Exactly.
I am
consistent.
Consistent. I am
remarkable.
Remarkable. I am.
And this is our newest affirmation statement. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
We're going to say it again. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
And one more time, because I just love this newest statement that we've added, because I want you to really believe that. And because the more you say it, the more it's going to come to pass. So say it with your eyes closed this time. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
Yes, love that.
Mm-hmm. I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And
highly.
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 Favored.
Favored. And I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Do y'all believe it?
I believe it.
Do y'all really believe it?
Not even going to ask for it. I'm taking it.
All right. So if y'all believe it, I want you to high-five yourself, high-five the phone, high-five the steering wheel, kick your desk at work if you can't even high-five yourself, and say, I am taking my business to the top.
I am taking my business to the top.
All right. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
And as we are taking our businesses to the top, and we're out there grinding and needing and doing what we need to get not just to the next level, but all the way to the top, we cannot forget to turn around, reach back, grab somebody's hand, and take someone else to the top with us. Because it's not just about us, but it's also about how we help someone else and touch someone else's life.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. And you know, we say this affirmation before each and every FNET experience and each and every FNET call, because we believe if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about our lives, about our families, and about our businesses, it will come to pass. Not might, not maybe. It will come to pass. So come on, guys. I want y'all to keep speaking life, keep speaking good things, keep speaking positivity, and watch your life, watch your family, watch your relationships, watch your circumstances change, and they're going to change for the better.
Oh, yes, and you will see this, and initially it'll be faith, but eventually you will see it with your own eyes. Teresa and I have seen it over and over and over again in 2014 and just seen the changes come and just walk right through those doors. Without even having to push on it. The door is just open. Just walk right on through.
Amen, amen, amen.
Now, last week, we actually had the pleasure of having the one and only, our sister, Lady Tina, on with us.
Mm-hmm.
And she truly blessed us. If you were not on the call last week, I think we did it like this, didn't we? Did it on Tuesday evening?
Yeah, we did it Tuesday evening last week.
Right. We did it on Tuesday evening last week. Those that were on were blessed. If you happen to miss it because of the time or because of the change or anything, feel free to go online, get the replay, and it will bless you as well. The website, etnetonline.com. etnetonline.com, and click on Monday Motivational Calls and get a double portion today.
Right. And actually, I need to apologize to you guys. My web person has not been able to put up the calls from the last few calls that we've had. So I will be working with her later on today to get all of those calls up. I've had several people email me asking me, where's the call? Where's the call?
Okay, I spoke too soon.
So they are coming. So give us to hopefully by Wednesday, and she should be able to get us all caught up and with all the Monday motivational calls. But last week, Lady Tina's topic was true impact. Let your legacy speak. And it truly was a powerful, powerful, powerful call. So make sure that if you did not take a listen to it, to check back about Wednesday of this week, and all the calls will be up. Now today, Charles and I are going to do something extremely, extremely different. This is something we've never done. But actually, the call is about to end. We just wanted to jump on this morning and let you guys know that we are here for you. We want to make sure that you are getting your Monday motivation. We're not going to actually do an actual topic today. Today really was just a motivational pick-me-up to let you know that we are staying true to our commitment to you guys to do these calls to jumpstart you for the week. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to let you guys know that we're here. If anybody needs us, feel free to inbox us on Facebook, email us, call us. If you need any help in your business, if you need some direction, if you need to be connected to someone that you feel that will help you go to that next level, Charles and I are here and we are available to do that for you. So don't ever hesitate to reach out. So I'm going to leave you with one quick announcement for next week. Some of you heard us last week say that we have a special event that we're trying to plan. We're trying to do an FNET networking event, or I'm sorry, networking experience, next Tuesday. We were having a very special high-level guest, and we still have not confirmed if they are going to be able to be with us. Next week is going to be a little different. This is something we've never, ever done. But everyone who attends this next networking experience must have a business. Usually we say, oh, you can come through even if you don't have one. That is not the case for our next networking experience. You must have a business, because that next experience we have, it's not going to benefit you if you do not already have your own business. So even if you have a business on the side, if you're working a full-time job, but you have to have an actual business name, because when we actually have people register, you must give us your business name. And if you don't have a website, that's okay, but we prefer that if you do have your own business, that you have a website or a Facebook page that's connected to your business, so we can actually prove that you have your own business. We're actually going to a different level in FNET, and the next experience is going to start that trend. Right now, we're in a season of transition and restoration and moving to a different dimension, not even next level, we're moving to the top. So the next couple of experiences we have, you must have your own business, because it's not going to benefit you if you don't. We're going to be talking about things that only business owners will know about or have experienced. And if you don't have your business, you're going to be sitting there looking crazy. So we're stressing that. So we're going to still go move ahead and do this networking experience next Tuesday. We would like to have that high-level person be there, but even if they're not there, we're still going to go ahead and have it and move ahead and actually let you guys know some of the new and different things that are about to happen first quarter of 2015. So this is a good way to kind of get the ball rolling anyway. So we will be putting that out probably today. As soon as you see it come through, register immediately for it. You want to be in the place next Tuesday, November 25th at 7 o'clock. Don't miss it. But again, you must have your own business to attend, whether it's on the side or whether it's full-time, to be part of that experience. So stay tuned. It's coming fast. All right, so Charles, do you have anything else to add to that?
To that in particular, I think you actually covered everything. I was actually going to share something from earlier when I kind of said a little bit of something about you being gone for about 11 days, and I said later on in the call I was going to touch on that just a little bit.
Okay.
But just wanted to encourage everyone, if you think about relationships, and for those of you that are married, a lot of times we hear things like this, just doing those little things to keep it fresh. If you're my Facebook friend, you'll realize I put a picture out and was thankful that my wife actually brought me something from my home city of Cincinnati, and it's really a small gesture. But if you remember those things you did in your relationships when it was new, when it was fresh. So the encouragement is just to keep those relationships fresh, but keep that relationship with your business fresh the same way. And I say that just to say those little things that you did in your business in the beginning that helped it become successful, don't forget about those little things.
Mm.
A lot of times when we get to that next level, we want to do bigger things. We want to do greater things. We want to get with a different group of people and this, that, and the other. And it was those little things you did in the beginning that really jump-started it. Stop and take a look at those little things again
to see where we may be missing something that can literally catapult your business to the top. So the same way we do it in personal relationships, you can do the same thing with your business. And those are the things that will keep it moving forward over and over and over again. So just wanted to drop that nugget this morning. Hopefully it's enough to carry you throughout the week, and we will be back with you, God willing, next week about this time.
All right. Sounds awesome. And remember, we are FNET.
Mm-hmm.
We are passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and professionals and making sure that they are building those relationships and increasing their bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
One relationship at a time. All right, guys. Thanks so much for jumping on with us this morning. And we are going to see you at the top.
Thank you very much. Have a great week.
Have a blessed week. Take care.